You are listening to the Vegan Entrepreneur Podcast, where we are influencing a lifestyle while promoting facts and encouraging others to relate and share information. But my name is Ronald. This is my first ever podcast. I'm 22 years old, and I'm just looking to have some fun. I asked myself, why am I doing this podcast? And I always wanted to do one, first off, because I always thought they were pretty cool to be able to share information. But I really sat down to think about it, and I just remember all the way back into my senior year of high school, just always thinking about how to make a difference and how to impact people's lives. And it was really hard to find that in high school. You know, you're not really thinking about how to do that stuff, but I was, and didn't really have much leadership. And then when I got out here to college, I was searching, and I picked up entrepreneurship, which was awesome. But then I got involved with veganism, and I did a lot of research, watched a lot of videos, read a lot of peer-reviewed studies, and just found all the positives and for the environment, animals, your health. And I just thought I'd put two and two together. I love entrepreneurship. I love promoting that vegan lifestyle, and I'm just like everybody else. I have goals and values just like everyone, and just really wanted to share mine and hear from others as well. I believe that we should be living in a culture that not only are we living happily, but healthy as well, and living that plant-based lifestyle and really showing how we can impact the world, and not only that, impact businesses as well, and showing that kind of demand for this lifestyle, not only because, you know, a couple of us here believe in it, but really getting others to believe it, because it's not only suitable for humans, it's also really great for the environment. But I'll get into all that other stuff throughout all my other recordings. But I do have some conversation I want to talk to you about today, just being this introduction into my podcast. And a couple of things here: I work in the world of transportation, so I'm dealing with a lot of truck drivers. I also watch a good amount of TV, not too much. I do like to stay active, but what kind of impact media has on us. And also just a little short story about a couple situations that happen at work. Nothing big, but just really showing how others can influence and get people to think about eating a plant-based diet, not only because it is healthy for them, but it's great for the environment and the animals as well. But just to get into things, you know, I work in transportation. I am an operations kind of guy. I'm not a truck driver, but I do speak to a lot of truck drivers, and it always hurts me, you know, in this transportation industry. One, truck drivers always get a bad rep, but two, it really hurts me to see the health factors of truck drivers. You're thinking they're sitting for 11 hours a day on average. You have them going place to place, and all they have is gas stations and truck stops to be really eating at, and none of that's suitable for, one, a plant-based diet, but two, none of them really want to eat like that anyway, because they've always been brought up on fried chicken, mashed potatoes, breads, all that kind of stuff, and it's really hard on them. But I always like kind of get into arguments with truck drivers, just because that's a whole different perspective from their side, and I like to pick at people sometimes just to hear what they have to say. And a couple funny jokes that they always say are like, oh, well, you know, that's rabbit food that you're eating, and it's, what's the other one that they say? Oh, yeah, they say that vegan is the Indian guy who can't hunt. And it was funny because I got in an altercation with a driver the one day, nothing too crazy, but I told him, you know, I just eat plants, and explaining to him what I eat, because there's people are always so confused about if you're getting enough protein, if you're eating right, are you deficient and stuff. And The thing that I came down to a couple weeks back was he was making the argument that we were hunter-gatherers. And I said, well, if that's the case, then I don't want to see anybody ever going to a grocery store ever again. Because if you think about it, if we're hunter-gatherers, we should be out hunting with a gun, killing an animal, butchering it, slaughtering it, preserving it, and that would make you a hunter-gatherer. I said, but somebody walking into the grocery store, hunting their prey and picking it up, scanning the barcode, giving a cashier some money, isn't a hunter-gatherer. And he got really offended by that, and I just think it was because he couldn't do that, which blows my mind. But the fact that he got offended because he couldn't even do that really made me think that, is this the way people should be eating then? Or should they be eating quote-unquote rabbit food? But I did talk to a couple drivers, and it really had them thinking about things, just showing them the health benefits. I used to have a lot of medical problems myself, just simple things, and they all went away. Something as basic as like a heart palpitation that I always used to have, and your heart would feel like you're about to have like a heart attack, and it would go away, and that I've never had that ever again, and really got them thinking about it, and they're starting to do their own research of things. So the reason why I'm talking about drivers is that it could be anywhere from somebody that is in a grocery store that you meet and they see that your cart's full of vegetables and you start talking to them about this kind of lifestyle, or it's a truck driver. You want to hear everybody's perspective and be able to show them what you believe and what you know is the right way to live your life. Moving over to media, I remember I was watching the Super Bowl. God bless the Philadelphia Eagles for winning that. But if you look at commercials these days and just watching television, I would say almost 1 in 5 commercials on television is something about eat more chicken, or we have the cheapest McNuggets, put queso on it. I'm literally sitting in my hotel right now, I'm traveling for business, and a Burger King meal, 2 burgers, McNuggets, and all this stuff, and it's really just pushed at us all the time. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. If you're driving on the highway, you see a sign for McDonald's. You don't see any sign for, hey, come and get your vegetables, or hey, we have a farmer's market here, hey. And it really got me thinking. So I went in and did some research on, one, the media and different companies, and two, different things that happen in the government as to why it's like this. And I think the biggest reason as to why it's always pushed at us is that the government is really believing that this is the way to eat. The government gives the meat industry and the fast food industry billions of dollars every single year to be able to put on, one, to keep the price low of their stuff, but if you of their meals. But if you kind of think about it, if they're not losing money on that end of it, they have more money for advertising. So it's kind of like, a win-win situation for them, but it's more of a lose-lose situation for us, because one, we're not eating right, and two, we're just day by day we're getting sicker and more unhealthy as a society. But I would just be really careful with that, just being influenced. And I also bring this up for the fact that it's kind of weird that whenever I get in a conversation with somebody, they're like, oh, well, don't you start pushing your vegan ways on us? But if you look at TV or signs all over the place, you're always just thinking about, well, I'm getting pushed to meat every second of every single day. And it just became a standard in our culture. That's why our staple food isn't you know, collard greens and mashed potatoes or whatever. It's friggin' burgers and hot dogs. And I feel like as a community or as a society, that's really sad. That's just something that we really need to work on. And throughout my podcast, I'm going to figure out ways that for my listeners to really encourage others and make them think. I want to make you think and about situations and also ways that you can promote and encourage others to really search this kind of lifestyle. And lastly, this actually just happened today. I have a coworker that I was talking to, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I went to Chipotle and got myself a, you know, a burrito bowl and, you know, all veggies, yada, yada, yada. I said, hey, well, what are you having for lunch? And he's like, well, I think I'm going to have some chicken. And I was like, oh, that's, you know, that's gross, man. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. And he's just like, he's like, nah, it's pretty delicious. And I said, all right, yeah, whatever. I was like, meat is murder. And I always, you know, it's something that I joke about that I actually really shouldn't be joking about at all, but it's just a way that you have to get on their level sometimes when you're talking to people, where you can be quote unquote humorous about something to kind of fit in a way to get somebody to listen to you. And when I said meat is murder, he's like, well, technically plants are alive before you eat them too, so you're murdering plants, which just made me laugh, because that's one of the comments I always get is, you know, you're murdering plants. Which, the animals are eating a ton of plants just to produce that. So I told him, I was like, well, you know, if I can actually just tell you the basics as to why I even did it as the health side, you know, I would just love to get you to think. And he was like, okay, go for it. So I told him, I said, the only way you can get your protein is, besides eating animal products, are from plants, or from fruits and vegetables. And I said, so if you take an animal and you feed them the grass, okay? You take a cow, you feed it grass. All right, well, it eats the protein and it breaks it down. The body uses what it uses, and now you have a secondary stored protein source, you know, for energy. Then that cow is also being pumped with antibiotics, all different kinds of medicine. They're pumping it with hormones, or if it still has, you know, all animals have hormones. And you're taking all of that stuff that it's pumped with and it's fed, all those nutrients, and you're recycling. Their body is using it and recycling it. And then they slaughter and you eat it. You really think about what you're eating recycled protein, recycled nutrients, the bacteria, you're eating hormones, you're eating the medicine that's been recycled and used in their body, and then you're cooking it, and you have traces of carcinogens right there, and you're putting that into your body. And he was like, yeah, you have a point there. And then I said, now answer this question. But what did he say after that? He actually said, well, he's like, you have a point, but it's still good. You know, talking about beef, you know, filet or whatever. And I said, okay. He's like, well, you know, it's not as bad as people put it out to be. So I said, well, name somebody that you know that hasn't died from cancer or disease. And he's like, oh, well, that's true. Yeah, that's very true. I don't know how that can be. And I said, well, there you go. People are dying every single day from cancers or diseases over the course, I would say, over the last, like, 25 years, cancer has been coming up to a big rise. And I'm just throwing out that number just because, you know, I remember people at a young age dying from cancer. But moving forward, the more of all this is, you know, talking to somebody who, you know, he's from down south, that southern style cooking, that comfort food, and really getting him to think. He agreed with me on two things, you know, what you're really truly eating, and I've thrown a couple other details there that I can't remember off the top of my head, but you know, I'm talking to you about this because this is what you need to be doing as a vegan. And I'm putting this out there because it's not so much as throwing things at people's face, because I've gotten more stuff thrown at my face than I actually told people. You know, I only tell people when they ask about it. You know, I'll give you all the information. I'll give you the golden ticket to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. But at the end of the day, I'm never the one throwing it in their face, but I will reason with somebody and say, well, let me just paint this out in perspective for you. And that is the way that you should be looking at things, and that's the way you should be going about things. If you believe in a vegan lifestyle, you know, not only for your health, but for the animals, and most importantly, the environment. You know, without this earth, we are nothing. And you know, I'm gonna bring up this quick story about the head of the EPA for the United States real quick before I cut off my first ever podcast. But I listened to, and anybody could probably look this up because there's probably tons of people that destroyed this guy, but when I saw this interview with the guy, the head of the EPA, who was also used to be a critic of the EPA, and the interviewer asked, do you believe in global warming and climate change? And the EPA guy looks at the interviewer and says, yes, but the human race has done better in a warmer, temperate climate. And I was mind blown. I was like, dude, you don't even know the difference between temperature and climate. And you are sitting here as the lead of the EPA trying to get rid of the Clean Air Act and all this other yada yada crap that I seriously do not want to get into, because this podcast is already going longer than I expected here. So I'm going to get off of here. I just want to say, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. I am on Instagram, Hungry Ronald. My name is Ronald, and I hope you really enjoyed this, and I'm really looking forward to putting out more information as it goes on. A lot of the podcasts are going to be topic-based, so if you ever have any kind of information or topics that you want to share with me to kind of give my input on things, please DM them to me on my Instagram at Hungry Ronald. Real simple, just one word. And, you know, I'll give you, throw you out a shout out there, and we'll have some fun. But thank you for listening. I'm going to sign off now. And you were just listening to my vegan entrepreneur podcast.